And then you have many, many problems that come to you throughout the day. Then your mind is like a hot knife through butter. The butter is the problem. Then your mind immediately sees what the solution is. Geshe Mata tells an interesting story. I always loved this story. He said he was younger and he was traveling one time with an old monk. This monk was a great meditator. And he spent most of his life in deep meditation retreat. In the Himalayan mountains.
在那个喜马拉雅山,
in India.
在印度,
and Geshe Mata happened to be in the car with him one day. They were driving on a long trip, maybe 8-10 hour trip.
这个旅行非常长，你开车就要开八九十个小时这么长。Crazy roads, 崎岖。
And they, in the middle of nowhere, the car broke down.
然后突然之间在途中，这个车抛锚了。No
one around to help.
这前后左右都没有人可以帮忙。So
then this old monk said, "Let me go see what's wrong with the car."
好，那个老和尚说，来，先来我看看车到底怎么回事。Now
this is a person who had never really owned a car in his life. Let alone open the hood and see the engine. So maybe this is the first time he's looking in the engine. He walks around to the front of the car. Then he looks at the engine. And he's like, "What is that thing?" He's like, "That's the problem. Fix that." They fixed it. And the car started. So this is just an example of a mind of a great meditator. You can look into any problem and immediately see the solution. So this is obviously very helpful for business. Now also many amazing things can happen to you when you start to meditate. You can start to even to see the future and predict events that are going to happen. So it's very, very amazing actually. So like we were talking last night, if you're planting seeds and then you're doing meditation very well, you can predict whole trends in the economy. Which stocks are going to be successful? Which real estate is going to be successful? Things like that. Now, many amazing spiritual things as well, but which you'll only find out for yourself if you try. So we'll teach you a small meditation today. Very small meditation, very simple meditation. But maybe one of the most powerful meditations that you can learn. So I will give it to Christine and she will do an introduction about the meditation and about a posture of meditation.
好，现在把时间交给Christine老师来给我们介绍一下这样子的冥想的技术和体位。Good
morning.
大家好。
To meditate well, it's a practice.
要把冥想做好，这是熟能生巧的。And
so the way we sit is extremely important.
我们的坐姿最最重要。Not
as much at the beginning, but definitely as we get to be good meditators. And the reason for that is that we want the qi to move in a certain way in our bodies when we meditate.
好，我们希望我们在做冥想的时候，我们身体内在的气能够自由的流转。
So, whether you sit on the floor or you sit in a chair is not as important as your back being very straight.
所以无论你是坐在冥想，坐在椅子上，最关键的一条，背一定要挺直。
And the second most important part about sitting is that you're comfortable.
第二个最重要的一点就是你坐得一定要舒服。
So it doesn't matter how you look, if you look really great sitting or if you look, you know, if you sit in a chair, what matters is that you can forget your body so you can focus on your mind.
所以最重要的，无论你是坐着还是椅子上还是地上的话，最关键的是让自己能忘掉自己的身体，以至于非常舒服。
Because if your knees are hurting, you're not going to be able to focus your mind on the object.
如果你的膝盖这时候很疼的话，很疼的话，你不可能把自己的注意力关注在冥想的事情上。
So to sit in a chair, the best way if you sit in a chair.
如果是椅上坐的话，最好的姿势。
Is you move towards the end of the chair.
啊，最好能够这个移到这个椅子的尽头。
And your feet should be flat on the floor.
啊，这个腿是完全平放在地上的。
And it's even better if you can, when you're at home, if you choose to meditate in a chair, that you put something to sit on, so that you tilt forward just a little bit.
你甚至可以在自己的臀部下面垫一点东西，使自己的身体微微的前倾。
And now you want your back to be very straight, but not like stiff military, straight and relaxed.
我们说的这样的挺直，并不是像军人这样一个绷直的这个身材啊，而是让自己是竖直的，让自己很舒服的这种直。
So you want to imagine there's like this string right here at the tip of your head connecting you to the ceiling, holding you up.
你可以甚至想象自己的头顶有一个东西吊起来，让自己竖直的、垂直的感觉。
So the back is straight, the shoulders are nice and even and relaxed.
肩膀是非常放松的、均匀的呼吸的。
The chin.
下巴。
Parallel with the floor.
要和这个地板平行。
The hands.
手呢？
Three positions with the hands that you can use when you meditate.
我们在那个做冥想有三个姿势手势。
Thumb to index.
第一个是食指和大拇指相扣。
On the knee.
放在膝盖上。
Or thumb to index down.
或者说是反放。
And Jamie will show you the third one, the hands together.
那么 Jamie 给我们看第三个手势。
You can either do left over right or right over left.
啊，左手右手上下没关系，这样叠在一起。
Whichever is more comfortable for you.
只要你觉得舒服就行。
And placed right in your lap at the level of your navel, 丹田 right.
放在自己的丹田肚脐的位置。
And then the thumbs lightly touching.
然后双手大拇指轻轻的触碰。
And you don't want to be holding them up because you,
no.
you want to be able to
rest them.
Rest them.
啊，并不一定悬在空中，
so,
放在自己的身上，自然放下。
Right. So a lot of times that hand posture can strain the arms. So you may want to choose to do this one. With everything I'm telling you, you need to experiment and find for yourself.
有的时候这个手势呢可能会让你的手过分紧张，所以呢比较好的方式呢就是自己经验每一种手势，放一个找一个自己最舒服最放松的。
And the correct hand posture.
啊，在正确的这个手势基础上。
And the correct meditation cushion.
以及很重要的就是一个冥想的坐垫上。
Everyone is different, so you need to find the way to sit that you are very comfortable.
每个人都是不同的，所以要找到自己舒服的坐姿最重要。
Right, so now the chin is level, and then in your mouth, you're going to take your tongue and place it in back of your front teeth.
大家记住，让自己的下巴和那个地板平行的时候呢，舌尖微微的顶着上颚。
That helps with a lot of swallowing that you do when you meditate because.When you get into deep meditation, even breathing sounds very loud.
啊，这可以有助于当我们在冥想的过程当中调节自己的呼吸。
So swallowing is very loud when you meditate.
当在冥想的时候，甚至会发生很大的吞咽的声音。
So with your eyes closing, that's fine.
啊，眼睛微微的闭上也是可以的。
Some meditators like to keep them half open, gazing down about 5 feet in front of them.
甚至有的可以推荐你眼睛微闭，然后看着五米以外的一个物体。
That may be a good choice if you're sleepy.
啊，甚至是那会，如果觉得自己有点困的话。
So that you don't fall asleep.
你就不会让自己睡着，眼睛微闭的话。
So now that we're in the posture, we will do another preliminary. We'll start with the preliminary.
好，我们现在的体位坐姿已经正确的时候，我们就一步一步开始。
So the preliminary for all the meditations that we do start with focusing your mind on the breath.
我们所说的这样的冥想，一切的开始都是专注自己的呼吸开始。
So we count the breath starting on the out breath. So we would breathe out and we think one, and we breathe in and we think one.
好，当我们在呼吸的时候数数。吐出去一口气的时候数一，吸进去一口气的时候也说一。
Until we get to 10.
直到十为止。
We place our mind on the tip of our nose.
现在把自己的注意焦点移在自己的鼻尖。
Either the left side, the right side, doesn't matter. But choose a place where you're going to keep your awareness.
把自己的焦距、注意力集中在自己的鼻翼，无论是左侧还是右侧。
You imagine this like a little tiny guard watching breath going out, breath going in.
就感觉有一个监测器在监视着你的呼吸，吸进去，吐出来。
If you lose count,
如果你一下子忘了数到几了
，You start over.
你再一次从一开始。
Until you get to 10.
直到能够数到十为止。
So we will do that together, and I will say periodically when you're still in the breath.
好，我们一起来做，时不时的我会提醒你，提醒大家注意自己的呼吸。
And then we'll do a small preliminary, another preliminary before we actually do meditation.
啊，然后我们还有下一个准备热身活动，在这个呼吸之后。
So let us begin.
现在我们开始。
Bring the mind back to the breath.
把注意力带回呼吸。
bring your mind back to the breath.
把注意力带回呼吸上。
The next thing we do, meditate.
我们接下来在冥想上要做的
is we set our intention.
就是我们为自己设定一个意愿。
Everything we do plants a seed.
我们所做的一切都是为了播种成功的种子。
Especially meditation, because we're very focused.
特别当我们在冥想的时候，因为我们非常的专注。
So we set an intention of learning to meditate so that we can really practice seeds and share this knowledge with others.
所以我们给自己设定的意愿就是能够很专注学习冥想，以至于可以和很多人分享这样一个奇妙的知识。
After we set our intention, we think of something in the last 24 hours that we might have done that we know planted and then received.
当我们在这么做的时候，我们想在过去的24小时之内，有哪些事情所做的是为自己播下了成功的种子。
We have intelligent regret about it.
甚至有一些事情自己感到做的是很后悔的事情。
Because we know that what we plant comes back to us.
因为我们知道当我们播下那样的种子的时候，种子自然也会回来的。
And we decide we're not going to do that anymore.
我们现在下定决定不再播这样的令自己后悔的种子。
Now we think of something really good that we have done, or we have seen someone else do.
现在把自己的焦点集中在自己在过去24小时内做得很成功，或者是看别人做得很好的事。
And we rejoice about it. We're very happy about it.
我们对这件事情充满了喜乐，我非常的幸福。
Every time we think about the thing we've done that is good, we plant another seed.
每一次当想到这样的好事的时候，又为自己播下一个好的种子。
So really do this step very well.
所以呢，好好的来走这样一个步骤。
The concentration that you master in meditation is a seed that you plant to have it when you open your eyes and go through your day.
我们要做这样的冥想的关键在于我们懂得现在播下一个种子，当我们等会儿睁开眼睛的时候，我们就能够看到这个种子能够长出来。
So now we have completed the preliminary, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
现在我们已经完成了预热的活动，如果你准备好了，等会儿就请你睁开你的眼睛。
Their legs fall asleep.
多少人已经睡着了？醒醒。
Nobody?
Nobody?
No
one?
No one? 很好。
If your legs fall asleep, there's a good trick that you can do.
啊，如果大家腿已经麻了，这是很好的哈，不用介意。
You know when your legs fall asleep and then when they start to wake up, there's that terrible feeling in your leg and the blood is rushing back in?
大家知道当自己的腿要重新活动的时候是不是一种很酸胀麻的感觉啊，那么血要涌回来。
There's a special point at the bottom of your foot. Kidney one point.
啊，我们知道在我们的脚底有个关键的穴位。
And if you press the kidney one point with your thumb.
啊，如果这个是肾经的这个起点涌泉穴，知道吗？
It'll help with that feeling.
啊，你按摩自己的涌泉穴，可以帮助自己减缓这样一个酸胀的感觉。
Your leg will wake up, but you won't have the bad, the funny feeling.
啊，你如果按摩之前按摩好再起来，就不会非常的尴尬。
This is just something I've learned from many times my legs falling asleep. Yeah.
啊，有的时候老师长的时间长期的做，一定要按摩这个穴位才行啊。
So you can try that.
所以大家也试试看按自己的足底的涌泉穴，知道在哪吗？
My leg also fell asleep.
啊，刚刚老师的腿也麻了啊，也僵住了。
I'm not used to sitting on the chair.
啊，老师不太习惯于坐在椅子上的感觉。
So, are there any questions about what we just did?
啊，根据我们刚刚所学的东西，大家有问题想问吗
？About the posture.
有关于体位，有关于我们的冥想技巧。请说。
刚刚感觉有气从我这腰上在这儿，但是我上不去，我这腰开始痛。
I'm feeling that the chi is stuck here in the back of my waist, cannot go up, so it hurts me.
Maybe it's how are you sitting? How are you sitting?
你的坐姿也许有关于你的坐姿，你是怎么坐的？这个我们看一下吗？
So maybe put something underneath and tilt a little forward.
啊，最好在臀部下面垫点东西，让自己微微前倾。
Maybe not the cross legs.
也许不要让自己双盘的。
The yoga practice that we're going to do after this.
等会儿我们要练习的瑜伽呢
？Is excellent for moving the chi up the spine.
啊，是很有助于你把那个背后的气流能够打通的。
And for some of us in this room.
在我们房间里还有一些其他的朋友呢。
It is better for us to do yoga first.
啊，可能先做瑜伽更好。
And then meditate.
然后再冥想。
For others, it's better to meditate.
而有些人呢，先冥想。
And then do yoga.
再做瑜伽。
Again, each of you has to find what combination works better for you. But when you do the class, the whole yoga class is about moving the chi up the central channel.
啊，每个人都能找到最适合自己的组合，但是我们关键就是在瑜伽课里面能够找到怎么样让自己的气流能够打通。
So that will help. What you could do right now is maybe a twist.
啊，就是我们现在能做的就是让自己扭转一下我的背。
I just had one thing, one observation about correct posture.
老师跟大家分享一个他观察到的正确体位。
I notice some people when they're sitting, their knees are very up in the air.
啊，我看到很多人都坐着。
When you're sitting like this.
看看那位朋友，他的那个膝盖是举得很高的，比如你，他的膝盖。
Also, your knees are very high.
你的膝盖怎么太高呢？
And I bet at some point in the meditation it became uncomfortable for you. Dorje is a good example of correct posture. His body is like a triangle.
Right.
His legs and his knees are the foundation.
你看他这样的腿和他的这个整个做一个很好的基础
you need to be higher in
the So the knee should be on the floor
所以尽可能的膝盖要贴地
And to make that happen your butt has to be
higher
也就是为了让自己的膝盖不贴地要让自己的臀部尽可能的垫高
So you need to sit on a few as many pillows as possible
need,、right.
to make sure that your knees are high, solid foundation on the ground
所以不管给自己的臀部垫几个枕头尽可能让膝盖能够贴在地上
Now it's good. Yeah, you could fold the pillow like this. Yeah.
Get the knees down. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. You'll be much more comfortable now.
啊，这样就更加舒服了。问题请问，请大声说好就没事啊。
那个做的时候，直到刚才说话之前，这三面是好像云一样。
I feel that this part is like a wind, like a cloud. I'm not in my body.
但是在冥想过程当中
，during the meditation，
很舒服啊。
I feel comfortable.
但是后面整个背这边。
后
边斜的这边
inclined,
有一股冷气
there's a coldness
这边没有这边有 一大片冷气
very big coldness on that side not,
但是到后来这边冷气还有但是整个人 这一块上面垫布上面就像云一样
I feel like I'm on a cloud
就我不知道这个冷气就有点逃避自己有点逃避
I'm a little bit scared of that coldness
So again, I think the yoga, the, for you again, like for people that are having body experiences with the qi and the energy being blocked.
啊，你这样的感觉很有可能是身体内在的一些能量、一些气流被堵塞的原因。
Yoga first.
啊，先做瑜伽可能对你更适合。
Get it flowing nice.
先让自己内在的能量能够流转起来。
And the body nice and warm.
然后让自己的身体充分的热之后呢
And then meditate
再做冥想我说的听得见吗
问他第四天
吗哎请说哎有什么问题大声说请说
是不是这个姿势至关重要
Is it the posture most important? Is this posture?
Yes
是的
Yes
那刚才就膝盖我是坐着的可是我的膝盖并没有接着地而且我在后面垫了一个枕头我想垫得更舒服
I feel that it's comfortable to have a pillow
这样能保证我坐在这里
supporting my back and my knees are not touching the ground I feel comfortable
okay but you'll find if you meditate for a longer time
well, 如果你冥想时间够长的话你会发现的哈
if you don't have a very solid foundation
如果你的这个基础这个结构不够稳固的话
It will be uncomfortable for you at some point.
啊，有到了某一点，你就会身体很不舒服。
And then the qi won't be able to move that.
这个气就流转不起来了。
You can experiment.
你可以体验一下。
If you're doing a shorter meditation, it's probably okay.
啊，可能比较短的冥想没问题。
Yeah.
明白了。但是有时候我在刚才控制我的。
I cannot be focused.
Right.
When I just pay attention to my posture.
Well, yeah, that's why at the beginning of the meditation.
所以这就是为什么在冥想开始的时候呢
？You should get your posture set.
先让自己的体位已经到位。
And the more you do meditation, the more you'll realize what posture works for you. And then it'll only take 30 seconds to get into your posture.
啊，你越是懂得冥想的话，越知道哪个体位是最适合你的。也许三十秒钟你就进入了正确的体位了。
The point is to get in your comfortable posture.
关键是要让自己舒服的体位。
One that you're not going to move in.
啊，一些东西你不是不需要太过分的强求自己身体的。
Then you let the body go.
你就让自己的身体就开始自由的。
And actually, in a real deep meditation, you're not moving your body even a single inch.
啊，这是在做深度的这个冥想的时候，身体是丝毫不动的。
So that's why it's so important to find a comfortable posture, because you want to just be able to let the body go.
这就是为什么要在一开始的时候让自己的身体处于一个最舒服的体位，目的就是让自己忘掉自己的身体。
Because what you said is so correct.
因为你所说的是非常非常正确的。
If you're worried about your posture,
如果你担心自己的身体体位的话
if you're always adjusting,
如果在不断的调整
if your legs fall asleep, if your knees hurt,
如果你的腿你的膝盖有这样那样的疼痛不舒服
then you won't be able to meditate.
你就不可能焦聚集中在那个冥想的事上
your object of meditation will be your knees.
啊，你的这样的冥想的这个关注点呢就在你的膝盖上了啊。
Then this will never help you.
啊，这个是没有帮助的
yeah.
好吗
Thank you.
我的
I got two questions to ask.
For my daily practice,
sometimes my back is just slumping instead of keeping erect all the time. Secondly, I can just be shaky a little bit just for a longer time of meditating.
How long does it last?
多长时间呢？可以摇。Back and forth. I'm not sure. Moving back and forward. My body, upper body.
Oh, it's not. It's, he doesn't have a solid seat like Jamie was talking about.
啊，就是说明还是杰米老师说的这个基础下盘不够稳呐。
Do you sit on the floor?
你是坐在地上吗？还是
yeah.
That's right.
Can you show us?
啊，给我们看看你的坐姿行吗？分享一下，看看你的坐姿，行。
Yeah, your knees are too.
你看你的这个膝盖太高了，膝盖。
You need to put something under your butt.
所以呢，垫下去，尽可能的垫。
When I first started meditating, I would use two cushions.
啊，老师刚开始做那个冥想的时候，是用两个坐垫让自己能够坐得更高，膝盖着地的。
So I could be like this.
Exactly, me too.
要这样才行啊，这样才是下盘稳固。
Because if your hips are not open,
如果你的臀没有打开的话
and then you're down like this,
你是这样的吗
your back.
It cuts off the blood in the arteries of going to your legs.
啊，你的这个背以及这个腿的血流就被阻塞了，所以就自然出现前面这种情况了。
Then your legs go to sleep.
And your back, your lower back will hurt.
啊，你的腰会痛，这样的坐姿的话，前面哈。
So you need...Very important to find the right seat.
所以很重要的就是先要坐姿正确。
可不可以站着
？Can I stand?
No.
可不可以站着？
不行。
Oh, that is
not. 啊，冥想都是坐着吧？
No.
没有站。
No standing, no laying down.
也不是躺着，也不是站着，记住啊，冥想不是这样的。
There are some meditations that they do standing, even walking. Yeah.
啊，当然还有一些冥想是站姿或者是走路的这样的冥想。
We're not teaching that.
No.
啊，我们不是这么教的哈，我们这一派不是这么教的。
Yeah.
What?
Anyone have to go to the bathroom? We should let him.
啊。
I want to ask how to focus to your breath.
That's a good question.
很好的问题。Sometimes I can't do it either.
老师有时候也做不到。
It's called lunch mind. Is that what we ended up calling it?
啊，我们称之为文水。
It's like Geshe Michael was talking about yesterday, the mind that's jumping around, doesn't want to stay on anything.
就是格西老师昨天跟大家讲的，我们的头脑经常是心猿意马，不断的跳来跳去。
That's why we use the breath, because it's a place to take the mind and bring it back.
所以为什么我们强调呼吸呢？因为呼吸是最快的让我们焦距集中在拉回来的方式。
This is mental training that we're doing.
所以我们所做的是一个精神的训练。
The breath is, it's mental training. It's getting, it's disciplining the mind that wants to jump to what you're going to have for lunch, to what you have to do, to the phone calls you have to make.
我们能够控制自己的呼吸，我们就能控制自己的头脑和意识，不让自己的头脑总是想着午餐要吃什么呀，接下来谁会打电话来呀，或者我要打电话给谁呀，这样的无聊的这些事情。
And like a child, you want to be gentle with the mind.
但是呢，我们要记住，就像孩子一样的，对孩子一样的善待自己的头脑意识。
When it goes off to all these directions and you bring it back, you have to say, oh, good, you're back on the breath.
所以呢，每一次当发现自己又开始想东想西的时候呢，温柔地提醒他回来说，啊，很好，你又回来了。
No, I mean it, seriously.
真的，是这么意思。
Because if you do the other, which is like, oh, what's wrong with me? I can't do this.
如果你用另外一种方式，怎么搞的？我又做不了了，我又不行了。
You're not going to want to meditate.
你这样的心态是做不了冥想的。
Because you feel like, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it, I don't like it.
啊，你会心里想，太难了，我做不了，我做不了这事儿。
So you want it to be something that you enjoy.
所以呢，要让自己享受，才能够做得长久。
And you want your mind to be happy to do it.
你要让你自己的头脑和那个意识非常享受这个冥想的过程。
So if it's on the breath and it goes off,
如果在呼吸的时候发现头脑心思又走了，
you bring it back,
带回来让它，
pat it on the head,
然后呢拍一拍头顶，
and then continue,
然后继续下去。
But something very practical for me that helps with when I'm watching my breath.
啊，老师在观察他的呼吸，有一个非常实践性的东西跟你分享。
I like to imagine this one point here at the front of my nostrils.
啊，我愿意想象自己的鼻尖的某一点。
And then I just put I put all of my mind into this one point.
然后我把所有的这个关注的注意力意识都集中在鼻尖这一点。
And then I watch with my mind.
然后再观察自己的思想。
It's like a if there's a war, there's a guard tower, and there's a soldier watching.
啊，就像自己站在一个城楼上，一个士兵在站岗一样。
For the enemy to come.
敌人哪来，我就看到。
The mind is like that, right at the tip of the nose here.
想象这一点就是站岗的那个点，头脑。
And it's watching the breath go in out.
所以观察的呼吸一进一出。
But something that works very good for me to be able to keep focused is to have the not just watching but the feeling of the air coming in and out.
所以呢，对于老师来说，还有一个更进一步的方法，就是不但只是看，还要感受这个感觉，进气和出气的感觉。
So try to put as many of your senses here at the tip of your nose as you can.
所以尽可能的让自己的所有的感官的注意力都集中在鼻尖这一点，来感受进气和出气。
Feel it coming in and out.
感受那呼吸呼入。
But if you're very honest with yourself,
如果你对自己够诚实，
and you're trying to keep the mind on the breath without it getting distracted, you'll see that you can only do maybe two breaths. Yeah.
啊，甚至你当你这么想的话，你只会意识到自己只有两次呼吸而已。
Before the mind goes somewhere else.
啊，在那个头脑想就是说想别的事情之后，你只有两个呼吸的空档。
I would say if you can do three, you're amazing.
啊，如果说的是三次之内的话，那你就太棒了。
So we say count 10 breaths, but.
所以呢，我们为什么前面要数十次呢？就是这个目的。
But during that period of 10 breaths, your mind will go off to some other object hundreds of times.
可能在这个十次呼吸之间，你的头脑会想一百件其他不相关的事情。
What time is it?
45.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna do a meditation now.
好。
The main meditation.
我们现在要做我们的主冥想。
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do it after.
Okay.
I want to say one thing about the short meditation that we did before.
好，我们再对前面的那个短冥想，我们再稍微说两句。
We say this is a preliminary to meditation.
我们说了，这是冥想的一个起步。
It's not the meditation itself.
这并不是冥想本身。
But it's very important that you do this step.
所以呢，对你来说，做这样的步骤是非常重要的。
When I was younger, I grew up in near Boston.
啊，老师小时候是住在波士顿附近。
It's very cold in the winter time.
在冬天是非常冷的。
And I was always running late.
所以呢，经常容易迟到。
So I was always run to my car and start it up and then go immediately.
啊，经常跑到那个车前面，一下子启动车，然后开车就冲出去上班。
And my father always used to catch me and get very mad at me.
啊，老师的老爸非常生气，对老师。
And he said, "You can't do that. You have to warm the car up first."
他说你怎么能这样呢？需要把这个车弄暖了再开吗
？You have to turn it on, keep it on for maybe 10 minutes.
啊，甚至要热车10分钟左右再开。
So all the oil and all the fluid circulate throughout the car.
以至于车里面的这个油啊，这个润滑油能够充分的能够动起来才行。
Because if it's very cold outside and you start the car up and you go immediately, you'll break the car.
啊，因为你车在这么冷的天气里面一启动就开的话，简直是把这个车坏掉了，弄坏。
And the preliminary that we did for meditation is exactly the same.
所以我们前面做的这样的预热准备，跟前面这冬天里开车是一模一样的道理。
If you just plop down, sit down, and then immediately try to meditate,
啊，如果你一下坐下来，马上进入冥想的话呢
，it won't work very well.
啊，这个效果就是非常的受限了。
So you have to prepare the mind, warm up the mind.
所以你要让自己的这个意识头脑能够热起来。
By focusing on the breath,
通过焦聚在呼吸上。
And then planting a very powerful seed.
种一个非常好的种子。
And then cleaning your mind of anything negative that you've done.
把自己以前所做过的一些负面的事情先清一清，清掉。
If you can do this, then the mind will be in a very beautiful place, and then your meditation will be very successful.
如果你能这么做的话，你的头脑这个意识就处在一个非常美丽的一个状态，来准备主冥想了。
And as you practice and as you get good at it, you could do the preliminaries in 5 minutes.
啊，如果大家做的足够练习熟练的话，五分钟这样的准备活动就够了。
So it doesn't need to take just 20 minutes, 15 minutes. You could do it very quickly.
啊，不需要15分钟、20分钟这样的预热阶段，直接就能进入了。
But do it.
但是还是要做的，无论如何。
So now we'll do our main meditation.
好，我们现在进入我们的主冥想。
This meditation is called Tonglen.
啊，这个冥想呢，称之为 Tonglen。
It's called giving. It means giving and taking.
啊，称之为布施和得到。
Today we'll only do the taking part.
啊，我们今天要来焦聚在这个得到的部分。
And tomorrow we'll do both. We'll do both giving and taking.
明天呢，我们既有布施也有得到。
We don't have a lot of time, so I will walk you through the meditation.
所以今天呢，可能时间不够，所以我们快速的走一遍。
Then when we have more time, Christine can explain more about this meditation.
然后 Christine 老师再给我们来讲解这个冥想。
So get in your comfortable meditation.
好，进入自己舒服的冥想坐姿。
Get out all your coughs and sneezes and
blow your nose. 来，鼻子有鼻涕或者想咳嗽的话，尽量全咳出来，吐鼻涕。
This is my favorite part. It's like an orchestra.
啊，就像一个乐队即将要开始演奏了。
Okay. So.
好的。
So quiet down and get still.
好，安静，让自己准备。
And important when you're meditating in a group like this, you don't want to disturb the person sitting next to you.
特别是我们在团体这样的时候呢，尽量要不要干扰周围的人。
So get in a comfortable posture and then let the body go.
好，进入一个舒服的体位，然后让自己开始流动。
And focus on your breath.
焦聚在呼吸上。
Put your mind at the tip of the nose.
把自己的意识集中在鼻尖。
Where the air is coming in and out.
关注进进出出的空气。
And just watch your breath for a few breaths.
关注自己的呼吸几次。
Now picture someone in front of you. It could be a friend. It could be a family member.
请大家想象一个自己的亲朋好友，想象他就在你的面前。
And imagine that you come into the room where they're sitting.
想象他现在就进入了这间房间，在你的面前。
And you're invisible.
你是无形的。
You come in secret.
你只是观察着。
You can see them, but they can't see you.
你能够看见他，但是他却看不到你。
And imagine that they're sitting either on their couch or on their chair.
想象他要不就坐在这个椅子上，或者是坐在什么地方。
And you come to sit right in front of them.
你就坐在他的正对面。
Now picture your own body.
来，现在想象自己的身体。
It's made of light.
是由光所造建造起来的。
It's hollow on the inside.
内在充满了一个光环。
Empty on the inside.
内在是空空的。
Like a balloon.
就像一个气球。
Your skin is made of light.
你的皮肤闪闪发光。
And inside is just beautiful empty light.
内在是完全空性的光。
Then in the place where your spine used to be, your backbone used to be.
然后再想象原来的那个脊柱的地方。
There's a small tube of red light.
有一个小小的红光在那儿。
About the size of a McDonald's drinking straw.
有点像麦当劳用的那样一个吸管的大小。
And this runs from the tip of your head.
从你的头顶
all the way down your back,
一直沿着脊柱下去到腰
in exactly the same place where your spine used to be.
沿着你的脊柱原来的这个位置走一遍
and then at the level of where your heart is,
好，在你的心的位置，心脏
inside this tube of light,
在这样的一个红光红素
there's a beautiful flower.
有一个美丽的花朵
beautiful lotus flower
非常美丽的百合花
and then inside this lotus flower
然后在这样的一个百合花中
is a beautiful diamond
我们看到一个美丽的钻石
shining in light
闪闪发光的钻石
now this lotus flower represents your love
这样一个百合花代表了你的爱
your compassion
你的怜悯慈悲
And the diamond represents your wisdom.
这个钻石代表了你的智慧。
It's your understanding of where everything in this world comes from.
你很清楚这个世界上的万事万物由何而来。
It's your understanding of that everything comes from seeds.
这是你对万事万物都是来源于种子的这个理解。
Now picture your friend in front of you.
好，想象你的朋友就在你的面前。
You can see them, but they can't see you.
你能够看得见他，他却看不到你。
And you see some kind of problem that they're having.
你看到你的朋友有这样那样的问题。
Maybe it's an illness.
也许是疾病。
Maybe it's a relationship problem.
也许是关系上的问题。
Maybe it's a problem they're having at work.
也许是在他职场上的问题。
But you see that this problem is on their mind always.
但是你看到这样的问题一直困扰着你的亲朋好友。
And it's making them very, very upset.
让他非常的纠结。
Now just watch them for a minute.
你先看着他一会儿时间。
And feel some kind of love for them.
感受一些爱在他的身上。
This feeling of I wish I could take away this person's pain.
啊，带着这样的感受，就是我希望能够把他的问题带走的感受。
Now imagine this problem, this pain, this sickness in their body like a black smoke.
现在想象他在他里面的这个病痛各种各样的问题就像一股黑烟
almost like a cigarette smoke
有点像香烟的那种烟气
and it's filling up their whole inside of their body
那样一个烟充满了你的亲朋好友的整个身体
from the tip of their head to their fingertips to the tip of their toes
从他的头顶一直到脚底手指尖每个位置都充满了
Now you start to breathe through your nose.
你现在开始吸气。
And then each breath you take,
每一次吸进去的气,
you draw the smoke in their body from the tips of their toes. And as you continue to breathe, it gets smaller and smaller.
啊，你感觉每一次吸进去的气都把他身上的黑气带走，他的黑气变得越来越少了。
Until it forms in a ball at the level of their heart.
直到你感觉到他的整个黑气都已经消失了，在他的心的位置都已经消失了。
So continue to breathe and then pull all of the smoke into a tiny ball at their heart.
啊，然后整个觉得吸气就在它里面已经变成一小团的球的位置。
Now continue to breathe and then pull this ball of smoke up out of their nose and out of their body.
现在想象在它里面最后的那一小团黑球对你的吸气直从它的身体里能够吸出来。
And then it actually floats in the air and it's suspended in the air between the two of you.
啊，这样的一小团黑的球就在你和它之间悬浮着。
Then bring it closer and closer and closer to your own nose.
感觉这样的一个黑的球越来越靠近你的鼻尖。
And imagine it's just floating in the air just outside of your own nose.
啊，想象这样的一个黑球只是在你的外面悬浮着。
Now look back inside of where your heart used to be.
好，现在再看回你心脏原来的位置。
And see the diamond inside the lotus.
看看在那莲花当中的钻石。
And then imagine that you could take this pain, you could take all of this pain and these problems away from your friend.
现在想象你能够有这样一颗怜悯慈悲，把你朋友身上的病痛和纠结的事情都带走。
That you'd be willing to take this black smoke, this problem inside of yourself and destroy it.
啊，你能够有这样的一个愿心，把它里面的问题，那个黑球拿过来，然后把它彻底灭掉它。
So that they wouldn't have to feel it anymore.
以至于你的亲朋好友不会再被这样的事情纠结痛苦。
So we're going to do exactly that.
我们要做的就是这个。
We're going to count to three.
我们要数三。
And on number three,
到了三的时候呢,
you're going to suck that ball of smoke into your own nose.
你要把那个小黑球吸进自己的体内。
Then imagine that it comes up and down the tube of light.
啊，然后想象这个小黑球碰到自己的那束红光。
And just as it touches the diamond inside of the lotus,
当那小黑球碰到了钻石，也就是在莲花中的钻石的时候,
there's a bright flash of light.
有一个像闪电一样的会出现
，like a camera flash，
就像那个照相机的闪光灯。
And then all of this sickness, this pain is destroyed forever.
所以这个小黑球所代表的疾病和痛苦一下子灰飞烟灭了。
So we'll do it.
我们要做的就是这样。
On the count of three.
我们数三。
一、二、三。Now it's very important here that you, when the flash of light goes off, that you imagine that it's destroyed forever.
啊，你非常记住，当这个闪光一闪之后，那个黑球就永远不存在了，因为被永远灭掉了。
That there's no trace of it left.
根本一点都荡然无存了。
Now imagine a white light shining throughout your body.
现在想象从你身体里发出的那个白光。
Beautiful white light.
美丽的白光。
Then it shines out from your body.
从你的身体内部发散出来。
Shines out to the whole world.
照在整个世界。
Now you look at your friend.
然后你看着你现在的朋友的时候。
They don't know what happened.
他们也不知道发生了什么事，但是。
But they're so happy.
他们很愉悦。
Now all of this pain that they had been carrying with them for so long is gone.
他们所背负着这么多年的痛苦纠结现在都没有了。
They're so, so happy.
他们真的好幸福。
They, you can see that they're getting, they almost look younger.
你能够看得出他甚至看上去更加年轻了。
Like a great burden has been lifted from them.
因为他的负担没有了。
And just be happy.
只是非常的喜悦。现在请大家睁开你的眼睛。
So that's the first half of this meditation.
啊，这是我们整个冥想的第一部分。
The taking part.
啊，称之为拿到这个部分。
And tomorrow we'll do the giving.
明天我们会做给出，也就是布施的部分。
So we're finished for today. We'll talk more about the meditation tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll explain how you can use it in a lot of different ways.
好，我们最后来讲一下怎么样运用刚才学到的这个冥想。
And how I used it for a lot, for a very serious illness that helped me a lot.
啊，老师用这个冥想治好了他就是难治之症啊。
So we'll do that tomorrow.
明天老师给大家详细讲怎么样运用。
Now we have to get ready for yoga.
Yeah.
现在大家准备好瑜伽了吗？
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。